This is Matt Wells at UN News. Despite a diminishing budget and rising casualties among Blue Helmets, peacekeeping remains a very important tool in the promotion of peace and stability, according to the United Nations peacekeeping chief. Jean-Pierre Lacroix, Under-Secretary General for Peacekeeping Operations, told UN News how the recently launched Action for Peacekeeping, or A4P, initiative seeks to galvanise support from member states in tackling the challenges missions currently face. In our interview, Mr. Lacroix stressed the need to prepare peacekeepers for more dangerous environments while cautioning against an over-reduction of resources.
Peacekeeping has become much more dangerous. Last year, we had the highest number of fatalities in peacekeeping over the two decades. So what are we trying to address that? First of all, we have to make sure that we are prepared for these more dangerous environments. What it means is that we have to improve the training of our uniformed colleagues, police and military. We have to make sure that they have the right equipment. We have to make sure that they are well commanded and that there is accountability for leadership at every level. So that's one thing, and this is all these is included in the action plan that we've started implementing in our mission. But I think it's equally important to make sure that our mandate should be focused on the key priorities, because with this more dangerous environment, we cannot do everything. We have to focus on protection of civilians. We have to focus on promoting and helping durable political solutions. So this is equally important. This is why the Secretary General has launched the Action for Peacekeeping initiative, which is about explaining to our member states what these new challenges are and how we're trying to address them, but also trying to mobilize them to help us.
The UN peacekeeping budget's been cut by millions of dollars this year. Can you continue to do an effective job on behalf of the vulnerable civilians around the world that we serve with substantially less money?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to underline that some of the missions have been terminated and others are being downsized. And this is not because funds are reduced, that's because these missions have implemented their mandates, or the condition on the ground have changed, and therefore we can change and adjust these missions, their mandate and their format. But I think it's also important to continuously try to be more cost effective. And this is something that is our member states expect from us, and I think it's legitimate. And also it enables us to be more effective. But peacekeeping has a price, so we cannot go too far in reducing our resources. We have to have adequate resources for the implementation of our mandate, particularly as we are doing all these efforts to adjust to this difficult security conditions that we're facing today.
So some critics do still argue that peacekeeping doesn't represent good value for money, despite these $600 million or so cuts. I mean, is there fat still left that you can see that can be trimmed from the budget?
Well, first of all, I think the fact that we've been able to close successfully some of our mission recently, I think, is a proof that peacekeeping can achieve good results. That it was the case for the Ivory Coast, that was the case for Liberia, after a number of other countries that were, I think, successfully helped by peacekeeping. So that's one thing. The other thing is that we are protecting hundreds of thousands of civilians in our missions, particularly in our missions in Africa. I don't know if that can be quantified or equated to whatever amount of financial resources dedicated to that, but the reality is plain that we are saving lives and many, many lives. So if you look at peacekeeping from the point of view of achievement, I think we can be proud of that. But at the same time, ultimately, the success comes where we can leave and after having achieved durable political solution. That doesn't depend only on peacekeeping. It also depends on our collective ability to achieve those political solutions.
Now, there's been a huge effort made to address the sexual abuse and exploitation by troops and others serving in UN missions of people who they're supposed to be protecting. Why are fresh reports still surfacing? And can the UN really stamp it out if ultimately it's down to the troop-contributing countries to discipline their personnel back home?
I think we're in a better place when it comes to fighting sexual exploitation and abuse, but there's still much more to do. We're in a better place because the awareness that we have to relentlessly fight SEA, it's much greater. Also because the reactivity of member states, particularly troop and police contributing countries, it is much greater than it used to be. Whenever we have allegations, they come to us quickly, they send investigative teams much more quickly than they used to be, and we've seen already quite severe sanctions decided against those found guilty of sexual exploitation abuse. But at the same time, we need to do more. First of all, we need to make sure that every allegation will be brought to our knowledge so that we can act upon them. And I think we also need to do more in addressing the needs of victims. We have a victims-centered approach. We have victim advocates in our biggest mission who are basically tasked with supporting victims and helping them. And we also need to make sure that these greater reactivity of troop and police contributing country will be sustained and even enhanced. So there is progress, it's unquestionable, but at the same time we need to do much more.
Authorities in some of the countries where missions are based have been accused of corruption and mismanagement in their dealings with missions. Is it just an endemic problem, or is there more that can be done to stop it? And how can the UN stop money getting into the wrong hands, in effect?
Well, I think it's important to make sure that, first of all, any kind of misconduct will be, again, brought to our knowledge so that we can act on these. And you know, I was mentioning ACA. In the case of ACA, anyone can report anonymously on an allegation and you know, bring it to our knowledge. I think we have to make sure that it will be the case for any type of misconduct. Now, another thing is about procurement and making sure that in our procurement activities we don't inadvertently channel resources to the wrong hands. It's difficult, but at the same time it's an important responsibility.
So overall, are you confident that this will be a year in which peacekeeping thrives?
Well, I think peacekeeping is, and I think is understood as a very important tool to help promote peace and stability. At the same time, I think we have to be realistic. Peacekeeping is one tool. It's among many other. It is not suitable for any type of situation. When we talk about peace enforcement, when we talk about counterterrorism, then it is not for peacekeeping. There has to be other ways of addressing this type of situation. This is why we strongly support regional and sub-regional organizations engaging in peace operation. But they have to be supported. This is why we have advocated stronger support, particularly for AU, African Union, peace operation.
So greater collective effort still needed.
Absolutely.